KSRN News.
I'm John Scott.
President Biden has spoken from Pointe aux Trembles, marking his second trip to the Normandy coast during his visit to France for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. The World War II mission at Pointe aux Trembles became legendary over the years. It was memorialized by President Ronald Reagan in 1984. He said the war taught Americans they must stand up in defense of democracy.
We in America have learned bitter lessons from two world wars. It is better to be here ready to protect the peace than to take blind shelter across the sea, rushing to respond only after freedom is lost. We've learned that isolationism never was and never will be an acceptable response to tyrannical governments with an expansionist intent.
President Ronald Reagan. Also at SRNNews.com, America's employers adding 272,000 jobs in May. The unemployment rate edged up for a second straight month to a still low 4% from 3.9%. Foreign correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Yemen's Houthis appear to be instigating a crackdown.
At least nine Yemeni employees of UN agencies have been detained by Houthi rebels under unclear circumstances. That's according to regional officials who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity, as they aren't authorized to brief journalists. A human rights group says people working for aid groups are also likely to have been detained. The detentions come as the Houthis have been targeting shipping throughout the Red Sea corridor over the Israel-Hamas war. The group's been cracking down on dissent, though it's unclear what sparked the detentions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow losing 48 points and the NASDAQ is off 33 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans support Harrison Butker.
The kicker for the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs sparked controversy last month with a commencement speech in which he condemned abortion, the LGBT agenda, and President Biden's support for both. He was hammered in the mainstream media and on social media, but a new poll from Rasmussen Reports finds that 58% of Americans support Butker's right to say whatever he wants about anything he wants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
South Dakota voters will decide again on whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Secretary of State Monte Johnson's office has validated the measure for the November ballot. It will be the third time South Dakota voters have weighed in on that question, and 2020, they passed a measure that was later struck down in court for containing multiple issues. In 2022, voters defeated a single subject proposal to legalize recreational marijuana. This is SRN News. Official statistics say that China's exports for May grew at their fastest pace in more than a year despite trade tensions, though imports fell short of analyst expectations.
The data show exports jumped 7.6% in May from the same time last year to $302.35 billion. China's imports rose by 1.8% to $219.73 billion, missing estimates of about 4% growth. In comparison, exports grew by 1.5% in April compared to the same period last year, while April imports rose by 8.4%.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Paris Olympics organizers have unveiled a display of the five Olympic rings mounted on the Eiffel Tower as the French capital marks 50 days until the start of the Summer Games starting July 26th. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.